Thank you so much. So we're now joined by our team, our championship winning team owner. Thank you for joining us, Roger. And we're also joined by Tim Sindrick, Team Penske's president. So I do believe, Tim, you might still be muted. I don't know if you can, but we'll get right into questions for
about that.
That's perfect. Thank you so much to the both of you for joining us. We will kick things off right away with Jeff Gluck. Go ahead.
Yeah. Hey, Roger and Tim. Obviously, congratulations. Can you tell me how you've seen Austin get better and improve over these last couple years? Obviously, this season, since midsummer, I mean, he seems like almost a different driver. How has he gotten better?
Well, Jeff, I think, you know, all these young guys kind of hit a certain stage and maybe they're flat out for a while. But I think that interesting is we got into the COVID situation mid-March. I went to Tim. I said, you know, maybe because what we don't know what's facing us, we might have to maybe, you know, maybe shut down the Xfinity team for maybe a few races in order to see what's going to happen. And I think that at that point, we got together and said, hey, we're going to go full bore. And I think Austin obviously knew that he had to show what he could do. And I think that his focus, and really when you think about Brian Wilson and that whole 22 team, what they've been able to do, work together, Austin is committed. He's at the shop with those guys. I mean, he works with them. It's all he's doing. He's focused. And I think like any athlete, you get better. We've tried to give him good equipment. You could see today that he was flawless. I mean, restart after restart, you know, green, white checker at the end, you know, he's a pro, he's a champion today. And I think one more year in this series is going to prepare him to get in the cup. And I think you need that stair step to get there. But, you know, with Menards, you know, big sponsor and certainly Ford, you know, we got people that want to see him, you know, be a champion. And this is the first step. There's no question. So I just think it's really part of learning and part of growing up.
We will take our next one from Bob Pockers. Go ahead, Bob.
Yeah, Roger. Obviously, with Austin's relationship to Tim, there's always been talk of, like, does he automatically have a ride there? And I'm curious if you think this championship kind of helps either his confidence or just the way people look at him and his ability.
Well, Bob, I'll tell you one thing Tim's done is stayed out of it. I mean, the discussion that we have about Austin and his future is really Mike Nelson, you know, certainly in Travis Geiser, because, you know, Tim's in a tough spot. But as you know, what I owe him from what he's done for our team, not only in NASCAR, but in the IndyCar side, you know, I think that I saw a young guy committed. I saw him come up the ladder in smaller cars, even open wheel cars, and win. And I think that, look, you love people that are in your family. And this whole people that work in Mooresville, that's a big family. And he's one that has earned it for himself. I think that, look, if he didn't get the job done, Tim would be the first one to say, let's move on. So I don't think he leaned on me at all in order to make this decision. This was a team decision to go forward, certainly with Austin, the decision we made to have him make one more season. I had a young Sindri come to my office in Detroit, and we talked about it at length because, you know, the word was he would move into the 21. And when we sat down and talked about it, we knew the right thing was to make another year in Xfinity. And certainly I told him, you need to leave this end of this season the champion. That's exactly what he's done. So this was not because of Tim Sindrick. This is because of Austin Sindrick.
All right, we'll take our next one from Jenna Fryer. Go ahead, Jenna.
Hey there. TC, my question's for you, and it goes off the topic that Roger just talked about. When Austin got out of the car, he said he wasn't very good when he first started racing. And then he said, but it's about the hard work. It's not about where you start. It's figuring out how to keep going along the way. Do you feel like Austin feels like he has to prove himself and has to come out from under your name?
Well, I think every driver has to prove himself. You know, for him, I've always told him that what he needs to do is earn the respect of those that know him, those that are around him, and those that are in the team. And if he can earn the respect of the guys that work on that car every day, then you'll start to earn the respect of everybody else. But the first thing you have to do is earn the respect of the people around him. And yeah, I guess the proudest thing I've been isn't really his successes on the track, but the way in which he's handled himself otherwise. And, you know, I think when you see the support that he's had, not just from the Penske organization, which, you know, I can't thank everybody enough, you know, within our team, because it's a tough deal to, you know, be the boss's, you know, kid working on his car or whatever else. And as Roger said, you know, I've tried to be the parent that steps back and, you know, lets that thing develop itself. And if he deserves an opportunity, you know, hopefully he's within our organization. But what I've always been most proud of, and I see it on my phone blowing up, is all the people that he's raced with. And when you look at all the different series he's raced and all the different teams he's raced for, those are the people that know him the best. And, you know, from the outside, you know, he's got very thick skin. He's known that it's going to be a tough road. I told him from the very beginning when he was 10 years old that this really wasn't the road I wanted him to take. And, you know, he's been able to do that, obviously, with the support of people like Roger. And, you know, the Ford group has really, really stepped up for him all the way back to the Mustang days. You know, Jamie Allison helped him get his first ride at Road Atlanta in a kind of a mid-pack Mustang. And it was that race really that put him on the map to go forward with the Ford group. So yeah, it's something that, yeah, he's always kind of had a double standard and he always will, but I think he's already accepted that.
Also, does it feel any different when it's your kid winning it?
Yeah, without a doubt. It's it probably hasn't soaked in yet. I remember when he won his first race for Roger, you know, it was such a big deal in my mind that, you know, he could always say that he had a chance to drive for Roger Penske. And I think every driver that's ever had that opportunity has made that same comment. And, you know, when it's your son, it's even that much more special. But to see him make his way up through, and, you know, he's always had speed and whatever it is, he's just, you know, this isn't where he was from. He didn't come up through the open wheel or the, you know, short track ranks. So he's had to really apply himself and surround himself with really, really good people. And tonight he took advantage of that opportunity.
Thanks. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jenna.
All right. We'll take our next ones from Jim Utter. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, this is also for Tim. On the same subject too. We've talked about this in the past, but I just wondered this season, what did you see? I mean, Austin has had success in his stock car racing career, but he really seemed to come into his own this season. In fact, it probably most people would be after the fact shocked to learn he won his first oval track race this year. Then he wins the championship. I just wondered what have you seen in him this year that maybe has separated this season from the previous ones?
I think it's really a culmination of all the learnings. When you look at what he learned, and, you know, I tell him you're going to learn as much from a bad day as you're going to learn from a good day. You probably learn more. And, you know, he spent half the season in the 60 car, and that was a struggle for everybody that drove that car, but it was a huge opportunity for him, you know, to be a part of that team and outside of our fence, if you will, and, you know, get to know guys like Jack Roush and the guys over there, Steve Newmark, and the ones that supported him there, even though his last name was the same as mine. And then last year was really the first year of any continuity where he's been in the same series year after year, because I've always encouraged him to take advantage of whatever's the most difficult thing. You don't need to worry about trophy years, because all those years as a kid, nobody at my level really looks at how many trophies you won in Legends or those type of things. You know, you need to go challenge yourself the most you can. And a lot of people don't realize this is the first time he's ever driven for the same team in the same car 2 years in a row, full season. And that continuity combined with his work ethic and, you know, the guys around him, you know, Coleman Presley, you know, Brad Spotter really took him under his wings and showed him really the right way to prepare for a race. And Austin absorbed that. He's a sponge. He's always been somebody that, whether it's academically or, you know, from a personality standpoint or whatever else, a lot of people don't know him and they just, you know, make their own conclusions. But he's a kid that's he's got a huge heart, but he's got a lot of determination. And I think you see a culmination of all those things this year come together. And this is the result.
And I know you've mentioned this before, but you just said a little bit ago about, again, how you had, and I think your wife too, had kind of tried to dissuade Austin from heading in this direction. What was your reasoning behind that?
I just know I've seen it all. I've lived it all my life. I've never had another job. I've never had a real job, I call it. I've only been in the racing industry, and I've I've seen how difficult it is, you know, whether you have the backing. Everybody in the sport has to have some kind of backing. You know, these race cars aren't free. And, you know, I told him when he was in high school that, you know, we've been able to help him to a certain amount. And there's a lot of people that don't believe this, but I said to him that you're going to have to go to college and do your thing, or you're going to have to find your own way up in the racing world. You know, there's not a parachute for you, you know, from your mom and dad. And, you know, he figured out how to work that through. And like I said, the Ford guys really supported him, you know, from the beginning. And, you know, Roger was very supportive of who he was, and, you know, gave him an opportunity really because of not what his last name was, but he's known Roger since he was 1 year old. You have to remember that the rest of us all meet Roger sometime in life and are pretty intimidated by, you know, me included. You know, I've worked for him for 21 years and he's still Mr. Penske to me. So I look at it and I see it through his eyes, and through his eyes, it's normal. You know, what's around him is normal. This doesn't intimidate him. And Roger taught him how to shake hands. He taught him, you know, a lot of things along the way, and he knew who he was, and obviously gave him the opportunity to try and show what he could do. So, yeah, it's, you know, from my side, you know, the first thing when he said he wanted to try and become a professional race car driver at 10 years old, I looked at him and told him he was going to be too tall to be a race car driver, thinking that would, you know, end it right there. And he said, that's not true. Michael Waltrip's taller than you, Dad. So he's successful. I can be successful. So that's where it all started.
Thank you very much, Tim, and congratulations.
Thank you, Jim.
All right. We have time for one more question with Tim. He does have some other media obligations. So we will go to Alex Andreev. Go ahead, Alex.
Hey, Tim, thank you so much for your time and congratulations. Austin had mentioned before this race that he wanted to do more than just run road courses in Cup next year. And I'm wondering kind of how many, you know, Cup races you expect him to be in, and then what else does he need to do really to improve given this win tonight?
Well, I think it's a good question. And I leave that really to, as Roger said, Michael Nelson and Travis Geisler, they're the ones that internally have been guiding his career, and they're the ones that I confide in with my opinions. And you know, Jefferson's been there right along the way, and you know, my way of really helping Austin in a professional sense, you know, I want to be his dad. I want to be the support system that he needs when he needs it on his good days and bad days. And I'm fortunate that we've got really good people around him that I can talk to and at least give them my viewpoint. But if they don't agree with, you know, how I see it, I have no problem with them directing him in the right way, because that's what we've set up and that's the system we have. But relative to races, I know, you know, Roger had mentioned that he asked Austin to come up to Detroit to talk to him about his future. And you know, there's a kid that gets on an airplane and flies there. He's never been to the, you know, we call it the mothership, you know, the Penske headquarters, to, you know, sit down with, you know, Roger and Mark Rushbrook and sit down and talk about the future all by himself. You know, he doesn't have an agent. He doesn't have anybody around him to really do that, other than whatever advice, you know, Megan and I can give him with how to handle himself. So, you know, when they talk to him about doing some Cup races next year, and the assumption is he'll want to do road races because maybe that's where he'll succeed, maybe more so just because of his experience. But, you know, he understands that you don't want to be specific to a road course driver. You have to have that balance, and to be successful, you have to be able to win at places like Phoenix. And you know, we don't race for the championship on a road course. We race for the championship on ovals. And you know, he's known that he needs a balance of all that. So answer your question is that I know that they want to keep his rookie status, you know, for the next year. So it's seven or less. And I think that'll all be determined later.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Tim. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on the win for your son and for your team. So we'll let you go get go handle some other media obligations. And we will take one more question here for Roger before we go. So if you do have one, please click the participants tab and raise your hand. Mark, did you have a question for Roger?
Yes, I do. Mr. Penske, congratulations on the Xfinity Series championship. I was going to ask Tim this, but I think you could answer this too. Tim's been a part of Team Penske for obviously over a decade. what was it like for you to watch him see his son win the title?
Well, obviously, you know, to be side by side with him, and all of us know that you might be leading with 10 to go or even 5 to go, but something could happen, and sure it did here today. But I think the most resounding thing that for me and for Tim, and I'm sure Megan, is that he ran a clean race, a tough race. He raced the best in Xfinity, and he won. And I think that we don't even have to talk about it. I think internally, because we've seen so many drivers come up through the organization and have success, knowing that he touched every button, every green button today, and won the championship. So to me, just to be there to see that and see everybody in the suite just erupt there at the end. And of course, you know, there's nothing like it. That's why we want to come back tomorrow and the next weekend and the next weekend and try to bring young people and drivers that represent our company, represent our brand. And obviously we get to build good young people like we have in the past. So I think we both said, hey, we put a check in the box this weekend. And certainly Megan was here, who's been at every single race. So when Tim's been off helping me, she's there, you know, helping her son. And I think this is a real family effort.
Thank you, sir. Congratulations and good luck to your drivers and team this tomorrow.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you so much, Roger, for taking the time to join us. Congratulations on your championship tonight, and we wish you the best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Yep. We hope to see you back.